tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. A glass ceiling is shattered in Philadelphia. Democrats have formally proclaimed former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton their 2016 presidential nominee, making her the first woman ever to become a major U.S. political party standard bearer in the race for the White House.
I move that all votes cast by delegates, be reflected in the official record. And I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
That gesture by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders to end the customary roll call of states, officially ending the long and bitter campaign for the party's nomination, was reminiscent of Clinton's move 8 years ago when she threw her support for her then-rival Barack Obama. But the move by Sanders did not go over that well with some of his supporters who staunchly oppose Clinton and have not accepted his calls for them to support her. Several hundred of them walked out of the convention hall and stayed to sit in protest. Those who remain heard speeches praising Hillary Clinton's long public career, including one by her husband, former President Bill Clinton.
She's been around a long time, she sure has, and she's sure been worth every single year she's put into making people's lives better.
On Wednesday, the delegates will hear from President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and Clinton's vice presidential running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Hillary Clinton will close out the Democratic National Convention Thursday with her acceptance speech. This is VOA News. John Hinckley, the man